Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
On today's Saturday news, Mox's name is dropped on SmackDown.
John Moxley's next AEW feud might have been revealed.
Is The Undertaker set for the Royal Rumble?
And Renee Paquette responds to Bully Ray's comments about John Moxley. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Salty Sea Dog and Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, subscribe to the channel, and links are in the description to each story, so click them and go to whichever one you want to hear about. But first up, what have we got?
We've got some John Moxley news. It's a very John Moxley heavy show today because he came back this week and we love John Moxley, so we want to talk about
him.
But another person who clearly loves John Moxley and just couldn't get through his promo on SmackDown last night without talking about him is Seth Rollins. And that's obviously Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns embroiled in a big Universal Championship feud at the Royal Rumble now, coming into the Royal Rumble. And with that feud obviously comes all the Shield history, you want to call it baggage, whatever you want to call it. It's a lot of stuff there, a lot of water under the bridge that you've got to really reference in this kind of feud. And like Ambrose slash Moxley has appeared in a few little like promo highlight packages and all the rest of it from different angles, but you can see they're trying to focus more on Rollins and Reigns, understandably. But Rollins on SmackDown last night during his promo, he had this to say on like Roman Reigns and the fact that he's pretty much been held up on a pedestal by two people throughout his career. Like, they always put him up and make him seem a lot better than what he actually is. He said the Usos are currently doing that now for him. And he said, they're the ones who hold you up just like Mox and I held you up during the Shield. But then he quickly moved on. Did not let this breathe at all. Did not let the audience kind of go, Moxie's coming back. Is this happening? No, he didn't do any of that. He just skated straight on through. Obviously, you have to think in this kind of situation that he probably did run that by WWE beforehand, because Seth Rollins is the kind of guy who he's a pretty like respectable employee, let's say, under the WWE banner, and he I don't think he'd just go out of his way to piss people off. So I think he probably did say, well, just say this little word, it's probably going to make people pop and all the rest of it. And it did. Yeah. It got us all popping because we're just nerdy little fans on the internet. We loved it. So it was, that was a cool moment, really. And it's, there's nothing really much more to it than that. Obviously, Seth Rollins was involved in a match. He teamed up with Kevin Owens to take on the Usos. And if they won the match, the Usos were then banned from the Royal Rumble match. They were kicked out of it. But then if the Usos won, Seth Rollins lost his match at the Royal Rumble. So high stakes. That's what we like on a SmackDown match. And obviously at the end of it, Seth Rollins did win the match. The Usos are barred from the Royal Rumble. And it was a curious turn of events because Roman Reigns cost the Usos the match by punching Seth Rollins in the face. Bit of a weird one, but that's SmackDown. That's WWE right now. It's all a bit weird. And yeah, Mox on SmackDown, technically in a weird way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting this one, because like when they started doing the video packages for this this build, like the first ones that they put out was very, very heavily edited around Ambrose. Like they cut him out quite a lot, and I think he only made like one appearance in the entire video package or something. And the next video package they did, they were like, screw it, just put him in, it'll be fine. And now they're mentioning Moxley on WWE. Absolutely mad. But they know what they were doing. Seth just wanted to get people talking, and look at us, we're talking.
Exactly. I mean, it's shameless advertising at this point, and putting him in those promo packages now, it just has people talking about a certain thing that's coming up on the horizon not too long. So it's wise. The clever souls, aren't they?
Yeah, but I like this. Very much looking forward to the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. I like it. But speaking of John Moxley as well, over on AEW, it was Rampage last night, and he had his first match back after he took some time off, and he was going up against Ethan Page. Had a great showing against Ethan Page. Beat the crap out of him, and he won, obviously. Of course he did. But the interesting point of this is on the way out at the end of the match, he was walking back through the crowd, and then he got to a little moment, and there was Bryan Danielson stood there, and he gave him a little sort of semi-sarcastic round of applause, and Moxley just kind of looked at him a bit annoyed and ended up walking away, leaving Bryan Danielson just kind of smirking there, watching as he walks away. But it looks like AEW could be leading towards Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson, which is very, very exciting, I have to say. This was obviously going to happen back at Full Gear before Moxley had to take all his time off, of course, and then Bryan went on to face Miro instead. So there were plans to do this originally, but it looks like they're going back to that, and it's going to be bloody good. Yeah. It really, really is.
It really is. It'll be hard hitting that you can draw on, maybe like fragments of history from the time in WWE. They've got a really like calculated way of doing that, I believe. Danielson's done it in the past as well. And it captivates you straight away. Just these two looking at each other. You're like, look at the clash of personalities and all the rest of it. Yeah. And I love the way that
Bryan Danielson in this persona as well, and then Moxley in his AEW persona, is something that we've never seen before ever in WWE. And
exactly.
It's just an interesting dichotomy.
It really is. And like, I love the way that Danielson's approached the entire angle slash like the early beginnings of this program right now. The fact that he went on Twitter and he was like, oh, this is beautiful, like, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome Moxley, back.
All the rest of it. Like, it's just, you can just, oh, there's a tinge of just, I don't know, something there. It's like, this isn't super sincere. There's something menacing about this Danielson. That little smirk, that little, oh, you're back, are you? Let's see if you're really back. Like, it's just, it's great stuff. And like, I'm giddy already, and it's not even locked up. It's great. Oh, I love this stuff.
Wait.
Love this stuff. But speaking of things that I'm not sure if I'm going to love them or not, that's the way I'm going to segue into this. It's an interesting one, this, because there's been word via PW Insider Elite that The Undertaker is reportedly going to be in attendance for the Royal Rumble show in St. Louis. And that's obviously next week, next Saturday. I still have to get my head around the fact it's on the Saturday again, but I kind of dig Saturday.
I'm well into Saturday pay-per-views. Yeah. Keep them coming.
Exactly, it's all good stuff. Like, just going through to a Sunday morning and watching your shows, it's great for us UK fans. We love it. But yeah, it's he's not technically advertised at this point to appear in the Royal Rumble. Obviously, he popped up in the WWE 2K22 trailer the other day, so people are going, oh, there you go, a bit of Undertaker, a bit of promotional stuff there. But anything
but
is possible.
But then Lily, and she's supposed to be dead. So.
There you go, Lily. Yeah, the high-selling doll of WWE right there. She did pop up as well. So yeah, who knows? We don't know where this WWE 2K is its own little separate universe, maybe.
Lily in the Royal Rumble confirmed.
Oh my God, there's a thought. Get him to win the whole damn
anyway,
thing.
Sorry.
Face Charlotte Flair.
Keep on with your story.
I like Lily too. No, well, this source has said that anything is possible. So it's one of those. Like, it does feel like maybe he could pop up in the match, do a few choke slams, but then there's the issue of getting The Undertaker out of that kind of match. Like, it doesn't sound like he's been training or doing any kind of physical preparation for the match. He could just be doing things under the radar and just keeping himself in shape for a little rumble pop. But then, obviously, with that kind of thing as well, if he did get eliminated, people would be like, oh, the person who's eliminated him, they should have a WrestleMania match now. And it just becomes this thing, doesn't it? Whenever The Undertaker's even, like, sniffing near this time of year, people just get carried away and excited. It could just be that he's there to support his wife, Michelle McCool, who's going to be in the Royal Rumble match as well. It could be that he's there to promote WWE 2K as well. Like I just said, he's in that trailer. So it could be a whole lot of things right now. But we've got this fragment, so we are officially confirmed that The Undertaker will be returning at WrestleMania and having a match. And that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't get too carried away, Gareth. Come on now.
Why not?
It is probably Michelle McCool is in the Women's Royal Rumble. And the grand story is a woman's husband supports her at Royal Rumble event.
I want that headline. That is the headline right there.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Old WWE guy goes back to see friends while supporting wife.
Yep. Click. I'm in.
However, WrestleMania is in Texas, so there is also the Hall of Fame link. Maybe they do a Hall of Fame announcement for him because it's surely going in this year. Surely.
Gotta be.
So there's things there that might happen, but. Let's not get carried away. He's probably just there because of Michelle McCool.
Hey, I've seen Hall of Famers have WrestleMania matches, Phil. That's all I'm saying. I've seen it happen.
This is true. And it is wrestling. They always say never.
Exactly. So it's happening. What?
I just said it twice and I broke the rule.
Oh.
But moving on. Finally, Renee Paquette has come out and spoken about, you may have heard about them, Bully Ray's comments on his Busted Open podcast when he was talking about Moxley taking time off. Very misjudged comments. Let's just say that. He was basically talking about how he would have liked to have heard Moxley give an apology to the AEW fans because there would have been a bunch of people that would have paid money to see him, like bought tickets and like tuned into the show. specifically to see him, and he would have liked him to have apologized to those fans for having to take time off. Absolutely not. Completely disagree, yeah. 100%. Like, he did absolutely the right thing for him. And it's obviously worked out for the best. But a bunch of people have come out talking about it, and Rene Paquette has simply put up on Twitter, "Real bad take, Bully Ray." Quite simple. So the page replied to this as well, just saying there's a reason everyone prefers Devon, which I did quite enjoy. And she also put up a tweet just saying, "Hey guys, FYI, if you have to take time off to better yourself for very important health reasons, please make sure you apologise to Bubba for the time off." So she's not impressed with this at all. Mick Foley came up as well, just saying, like, John Moxley doesn't need to apologise to anyone. Mm-mm. Loads of people come out about this. It was very, very misjudged comments by Bully Ray. He hasn't said anything about them since, that I can find out anyway. So I'll have to wait and see what he says about it. But yeah, Bully Ray, stupid thing to say.
Yeah, it just, I read the full quotes and everything else, and it just doesn't, you can say what you want about things being taken out of context. Maybe he didn't mean it this way, maybe he didn't mean it that way, but it just seems, just if you've got a take in this vein, just keep it to yourself. It's just not, it's not what we needed. It's not, it doesn't help anyone. It's in the same vein of the fan who just suddenly blurted out that horrible thing you did in the middle of the show itself, and I'd have the Moxley approach
absolutely.
Of go F yourself. Like, it's just,
I love Moxley's response to that. It's quite simply, F off, get him out.
No need for it. No need for
that's
it.
That's it. No need.
He's done a brave thing. He's done a brave thing, and he's just done what was like best for him in that moment. And you can see it was best for him. He's looked awesome since he's come back. Like, the promo was amazing. The match last night, he looked awesome again. And it's all that's secondary. Obviously, it's more about him being just in a good state of mind and all the rest of it. And
he is happy. Yeah. He is healthy. That is the important thing. And he's back, so we can enjoy him being happy and healthy too.
It's all good. Big things on the horizon for Mox. Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Exciting times. But moving over to your Twitter questions to finish off the video, the first question comes from Squish Topher, obviously.
Wow.
He says, "Who do you predict will return in the Royal Rumble matches? I'm hopeful for Bray Wyatt and Asuka in the respective matches. Keep up the amazing work." Thank you, Squish Topher. Who do you reckon is going to be returning?
I mean, the Wyatt one's really cool, actually. Like, it's one of those that's just kind of gone on the radar, I guess. He's not popped up in AEW or anywhere else. That could be cool. Maybe comes back as Old Wyatt or The Fiend. Well, we'll see. I like, as a shock, quote unquote, the Braun Strowman one's there. Like, he's still not technically, like, officially signed with any major promotions. So that could be, you can't see him really. I can't see him in AEW. Maybe Impact, something like that, if they could afford his wages. But
there's plenty of rumors of WWE getting rid of him so they can put him on a much lower contract when they resign him.
It could happen. Stranger things have. So maybe that. I'll go Braun Strowman for my Strowman. I'll go for that one for the guys. For the women, I mean, Bayley's there, but there's been talk that she might not be available for the Rumble. It could be a hell of a swerve if Sasha Banks just got back from her injury, like, really quickly, just overcame it and came back. Trish Stratus. There you go. That's my return. I'm going to go for a really left field. She's been name dropped. I feel like they're hinting, and I think she'll pop up and kick Charlotte Flair's ass.
Mine is just Bayley. Just Bayley, because fingers crossed, like, she goddamn deserves it. And, like, after all of her hard work through the, like, COVID era of wrestling and the silent era, and she was one of the absolute pillars of WWE, like, one of the best things on TV every single week. And she was so entertaining, and then the build-up, and then she got that WrestleMania spot where she just kind of got beaten around by the Bellas for a bit, and no real match, and it was really, really disappointing. And then she got her injury and everything, so it's just been a run of bad luck, and she absolutely deserves the world. So she deserves to win the Royal Rumble and main event WrestleMania against anyone. Becky would be amazing. Charlotte would be amazing. Any of the above. I just want Bayley. I just want Bayley to have the world. Is that so much to ask?
I mean, I love the idea of Bayley getting a revenge on the Bellas in that match. That'd be great. But I cannot believe you just missed the low-hanging fruit of Molly Holly. Right there. Right there, mate. You just missed it.
I mean, always Molly Holly. Every single time I'm hoping for Molly Holly.
Okay. just got to get it in there, Phil. Right? People want it. We need it there. Okay? It's on record now. We've got it.
I will say, on the men's side, there is only one person that could possibly come back and recreate possibly the greatest Royal Rumble moment of all time. In fact, two people. They're both available at the minute. Rikishi, Scotty Too Hotty, We Do the Dance from Royal Rumble 2000. Simple.
It's coming.
Get Pat McAfee in there. He'd love it.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, maybe Boogs. I don't know. I just want the guitar out now as well. Just get everyone. Everyone in musical. Funkadactus, Funkadactyls, and Funkasaurus. Just get them all out.
All right, let's move on. You've gone mad. Next question comes from Aditya Paul, who says, last time my question was a little painful, so instead of wrestling moves, he is wrestling hobbies. Would you rather go hunting with Brock Lesnar, surfing with Shinsuke Nakamura, or gardening with Bryan Danielson?
I love this question. This is a great question. The Brock one scares me just thinking about it. I feel like he might accidentally kill me in a hunting effort, so I don't want that. I've seen what he does to moose, so I don't want to be near that. So there was gardening with Brian and surfing with Shinsuke. I can't surf. Yep. I'm scared of open water. So as cool
he
as
teach you, though.
He could teach me, but I might get eaten.
Fears.
I've got a
overcome
real
fears.
Fear of being eaten in both of these scenarios. So I'm not going to do that one. I'm going to go gardening with Brian Danielson because I think it'll be really life affirming. I think he'll just impart loads of nuggets of information, and then he'll probably just teach me how to stomp someone's face in afterwards, like on a turnip or something. That'd be cool.
Fair. See, I was going to go gardening with Brian Benson as well, just because we have a garden and no idea what to do with it, so we should probably learn how to garden.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But, you know, I'd also would not say no to surfing with Shinsuke Nakamura, because he seems like a lovely guy, and he bloody loves surfing, and it would be quite fun.
I love how we're so, like, anti-adrenaline rush that out of those options, we were just like, I'm going to go gardening.
Gardening.
The most terrifying man of the bunch. Why not? That's great.
The final question of the day, now that we've revealed our true selves, comes from Aditya Sawant, who says, Morning, gents. I noticed Jon Moxley was mentioned more than twice on SmackDown. Is WWE teasing his appearance at the Royal Rumble?
No. Snapping.
Thank you very much for watching. That has been the news for today. If you want, you can follow us over on Twitter and ask us a bunch of questions at FillMyChambers for me, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan0. No!
No. You can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Thank you very much for watching. Like I say, remember to like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories. Subscribe to the channel too. It's all good for YouTube. They really, really like it. And watch loads more videos, all of the videos, because we have lots of videos. Ups and Downs for Rampage is coming. Ups and Downs for SmackDown is coming later on today. So make sure you check those out. But most importantly of all, have yourselves a bloody good day. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.